Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today morning podcast. It is the 31st of August, 2023. I'm Andy Eubank, and the Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com. Eric Pfeiffer and Sabrina Halverson on news today, including another amendment to WOTUS, and what color is the new tractor that was unveiled at the Farm Progress Show. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says still another 10 days to go of dry conditions and a warm-up coming too. And we'll check the markets yesterday, lower in corn and soybean futures. Tom Fritz has analysis on the Hat Morning Podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Amending WOTUS again, and a big new tractor unveiling at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. The EPA has amended its controversial WOTUS rule, our Sabrina Halverson reports.
The Environmental Protection Agency says in order to conform to the Supreme Court's ruling in the Sackett versus EPA case, it and the U.S. Department of the Army are amending the 2023 definition of waters of the United States. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says EPA and the Army have an obligation to apply this decision alongside the state co-regulators, tribes, and partners. While EPA and Army's 2023 rule defining waters of the United States was not directly before the Supreme Court, the decision in the Sackett case made it clear that certain aspects of the 2023 rule are invalid. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart says the cattle industry, quote, breathed a sigh of relief when the Supreme Court curtailed the EPA's overreach under the Clean Water Act.
Honestly, you know, it all stems back to that decision that we got from the Supreme Court earlier this year, which was an absolutely, I can't overstate how big of a win that was. It was a massive win for farmers, ranchers, and really all landowners and regulated stakeholders. And so this rule, in an effort to implement that decision and the next necessary step, I would say is a positive development and continues us down the path of achieving some finality and some really helpful clarity in this WOTUS space.
She says the revised WOTUS definition is an important step toward bringing the EPA more in line with the Supreme Court's ruling.
I think it's going to continue to develop, continue to listen in, continue to read the news as we continue to work with the agencies and figure out how this is going to impact landowners across the country.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
Diesel engines can lose power and fuel efficiency as dirt, grime, and carbon deposits collect over time. Say hello to the future. Lasting power and performance are here. Premium Diesel X4 now includes ProFlow, a unique and powerful combination of fuel detergents that remove and prevent new carbon deposits from forming. Get more per gallon with the diesel fuel of the future. Get Premium Diesel X4 with ProFlow from Countrymark.
Case IH has declared 2023 the year of the tractor. So, what better way to celebrate than to make a big tractor announcement in Decatur at the Farm Progress Show? Now, when I say big, I mean big. The new Steiger 715 Quad Track unveiled this week at FPS is the company's most powerful tractor ever.
I've been waiting for a tractor like this because the implements on my farm today, I can't necessarily pull them as fast as I want to or as deep as I want to in certain conditions.
That's Tom Curley, Case IH Global Product Manager for Steiger, with some of the reaction he's received from farmers in Decatur this week. He also shares some of the highlights of the new Steiger 715.
It's a new styled hood, new Case IH styling, higher output LED lights. That's covering the new purposeful built 16-liter FPT Fiat powertrain engine that has twin-stage turbocharging, and that engine is capable of 715 horsepower rated, 778 horsepower peak.
Curley explains what they had to do to get that power to the ground to help customers' productivity.
We updated the transmission with numerous robustness improvements, updated the axles to some updated heavier duty axles, and then that power all is transferred through building on 27 years of quad track development, which is our new latest undercarriage, the Steiger quad track HD undercarriage, or heavy duty undercarriage.
Curley says there's also an updated cab with an optional upgraded sound system for when you want to hear our voices even better here on Hoosier Ag Today. When can you get one on your farm?
We are currently taking orders. We've had the price books out actually since June with our dealers, and we're starting production in 2024, and we're ready to ship this tractor to our customers.
For more on the Steiger 715 quad track, visit caseih.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Pretty easy forecast for you here today as we're looking at nearly 10 days worth of dry weather. I have no precipitation in our forecast, not even a minor thought of precipitation between now and next Friday, the 8th. I think as we go through next Friday afternoon, the 8th into Saturday the 9th, maybe we see a few hit and miss pop-up showers, heat-based activity. You say heat, it's beautiful today. You're exactly right. Beautiful day yesterday, low temperatures, low humidity. A little bit warmer today, but still very pleasant and low humidity. Temperatures climb tomorrow and Saturday. Humidity gains on Sunday and Monday. It's going to be sunny, hot, and humid from Sunday right on through all of next week. You put several days of that back to back to back, that's going to build some instability then as we move through that Friday night, Saturday time frame. I don't think we're seeing any moisture outside of that. And extended long term behind that weather system, that instability, we're likely back to dry weather as most of the western United States has nothing coming together. I think this dry pattern is going to push through at least mid-September, if not longer, and temperatures will continue to stay mostly above normal during that period. That's all I've got for you here this morning. It's a sunny, dry 10-day forecast window. Enjoy the near term because we get hot, as we mentioned, over the weekend and stay that way next week. I'm Ryan Martin.
Corn down, soybeans down, a little bit of a pickup in Chicago wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. The final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis from Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. I spoke with him at the end of trade. Tom, a second day of lower corn and soybean futures. Let's start there. One suggestion I saw was already possibly some pre-long holiday weekend doldrums setting in. Do you buy that?
Oh, sure I do. Plus, it's month end. You're coming into a three-day holiday. It's month end. So, yeah, you're going to get some profit taking. Additionally, we're going to see delivery notices go out tonight, if there are going to be any deliveries, which I think there should be, given cash markets along the Illinois River have been doing. You have to realize that the majority, not all, but the majority of delivery points are along the Illinois River. And those basis levels have been taking it on the chin lately. You know, it's the processor. Yeah, he still has some pretty good basis levels. But it's an expensive undertaking to offload corn that's sitting in barges. So, but right now, you know, we'll wait to see, you know, how things pan out. But given the way nearby spreads have collapsed, I would think you'd see some deliveries tonight. So I think that added to some of the bearish atmosphere here today. Additionally, I think in the case of soybeans, not all, but some weather forecasters are trying to suggest that we may see some moisture leak into the Midwest in the latter part of the 6 to 10 day forecast. That would suggest the possibility of moisture developing in the Midwest late in the 10-day period, which would be late next week, early the following week. But not everybody has it. So Temperatures are going to get kind of toasty for the Labor Day weekend. Still with a dry bias. Next week, temperatures ease a little bit, but still above normal temps throughout the Corn Belt, and it's going to be dry. So going forward, we'll look at those further out forecasts to see if there's any better indication of any moisture developing. But in the next 6-7 days, I'm not seeing a thing. So I think corn market eases due to, number one, the lack of demand. Number two, despite what Pro Farmer had to say last week with the lower yield, you know, increase in harvested acres offset some of that lower yield. I do think we might see a larger carry-in on September 12th when the USDA updates production supply demand. So that's another offsetting issue to the lower corn yield. So, you know, when you've got a carry-out above 2 billion bushels in corn, where are you going to go? Well, it'll be tough to sustain a rally. Wheat market purely bottom picking here today, given that the wheat has seen here over the last few days. Yesterday, previously established season lows all fell by the wayside. So you got a little bit of, short-term oversold. But is our wheat market really going anywhere? Personally, I don't think so. Now, overnight, looks like tensions between Russia and Ukraine may have increased a little bit. I did read that the Russian barrage of drones going into Ukraine were some of the most intense since the springtime. So maybe that added a little bit to it, but I think mostly it's oversold. And soybeans, you know, the market was due for a correction. We tapped at some, significant-looking resistance with the Monday high. So, you know, I think some correction is warranted. Healthier for the market in the long run. Also, you know, okay, you know, like I said, some forecasters are suggesting that maybe late in the 6 to 10 day period, we might see some moisture leaking into the Midwest. So I think you use that with the technical look that the market was deserving of a correction. And I think that's what we saw in the soybean complex. Soybean meal, that too goes into a minor correction phase, soybean oil as well. And like I said, you've got deliveries tonight. You've got month end tomorrow. You've got a 3-day weekend coming at us. So, you know, I think you take all these factors and you put them together, and this is what gives us our easier trade today in the soybean complex.
Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. Settlements now on Wednesday. December corn dips 6 cents, going to 480 3/4. March contract 497, a loss of 4 3/4. Novi beans 1386 3/4, down a nickel and 3/4. And the Jan contract just a 0.25 cent under $14 now, losing 5 1/4. And December wheat 607, that was up 6 1/2 cents. Meat markets mixed. October live cattle 180.05, down $1.42, but the hog market strengthened as the day went on. October lean hogs finishing at 83.60, up 287. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm radio network.